10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info.
Running south on Lakeshore Drive.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And yes, that demographic is huge. I am Susie Zawacki, and if you have just tuned in for your first time this week, every week I invite expert guests on to teach us many things about and for our aging journey. And the list goes on and on, a lot of diverse topics. And something will definitely interest you. And you can catch all of our past shows at aginginforadio.com. We do go up on podcasts after they air live right here on AM 560. I have a great show today. And, of course, February is Love Month. And we are only 1 week away from Valentine's Day. So we're giving you 7 days or approximately 168 hours left to get that gift and acknowledge those who you love and that are special to you. And unfortunately, not all of us are as fortunate, and Valentine's Day could trigger even more pain, especially if you are grieving the loss of your spouse or lover. And when you lose a loved one in your life, it is difficult and the world may pause around you. But as my guest says in her book, Love Never Dies, we'll find out today all about that and the many things that Dr. Jamie Turndorf can teach us. Jamie is also known as Dr. Love. Welcome, Jamie, to Aging Info Radio.
Hello. Nice to be with you.
It's nice to have you. Now, you have an incredible story, but before we get into your story, I want your definition of love.
Oh, love. Love is an action verb.
Okay, you know, that's great.
You know, a lot of times we think about, well, you're not loving me enough, like baby birds with our beaks open. Love is an action verb. It's what you do to express your caring for another person, and it's how you express it in action on a daily basis. It's a way of appreciating the other person's essence in words and deeds on a daily basis.
Well, thank you. Now, you have a story. I mean, we all have a story, but something triggered you, and you have your book is Love Never Dies, and it's guaranteed to give immense hope to those grieving the loss of a loved one. But let's hear your story, Dr. Jamie.
Oh, sure. I'll tell you. I always love to share my story because it's my story that led me to write this book, Love Never Dies. So I have to back up by saying that when I was a young girl, I had a detailed premonition of the man I was going to marry. I saw him fleshed out. I saw his face. I saw his body. And I just decided I'm going to wait for him to appear. I'm not going to date. I'm going to wait. A very medieval concept. And he did appear on the first day of my freshman year at Vassar College. I'd been shut out of intro sociology, and I wanted to take intro. So I went to the secretary of the department, and she said, go ask the department chair, Jean Pain, if he can find a seat for you in one of the closed classes. Well, Susie, the minute I stepped into Jean's office, I had the first and only out-of-body experience of my life. I literally felt my soul shooting at high speed through a tunnel to the end of my life. And when I shot back into my body, I received the message, remember every aspect of this meeting, he's going to be everything to you one day. And then I forgot about the message and went about my life as a student at Vassar. Now, soon after meeting Jean, I found out that for most of his life, Jean had been one of the most famous Jesuit priests in history. He had taught at the Vatican, and he had founded a movement called Liberation Theology, designed to fight church oppression from within. And he actually launched international fame when he publicly opposed the Pope and the Catholic Church as they were trying to block the legalization of divorce. And he was a radical feminist Jesuit priest. He didn't want to see women trapped in marriages where they were being abused. So he fought on the grounds of liberation theology, religious freedom. The church should butt out of the private sector. He won. He got the divorce bill passed. He changed the course of Italian history. And soon after, the Pope granted him the dispensation of his vows, and he left the Jesuit order and the priesthood, and he was recruited by Vassar College to serve as the chair of the Department of Sociology. And he had been serving for 10 years on the day that I met him. Now, everybody needs to know, because this is so important for our story, I had a completely different background from Jean. I was raised by two devoutly atheist Jewish parents. The only religion my parents practiced was religiously hating each other's guts. They taught me not to believe in God or the afterlife. We never went to synagogue, and so you can see my background was very different from Jean's. Mm-hmm. Now, in the senior year at Vassar, I needed help with the statistical portion of my thesis. And I had heard that, among other things, Jean had been a very famous statistician, having founded the Vatican's first and only social research center. So even though he wasn't my advisor, I asked him if he would help me with my statistics. He cheerfully gave me his time, and within a couple of weeks, we knew we were crazy for each other. We were twins separated at birth. We were just soulmates. And from that moment on, we were inseparable for 27 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Incredible love affair. We wrote books together, restored houses together. We were just rejoicing in every moment we spent together. Now, in the last year of Jean's bodily life, we started to have a premonition he was going to die of an accident. We just didn't know when or where it was going to happen. So we went to Italy on our final summer vacation, and one day while we were on the beach, his hand was up over his head as if to block the rays of the sun. The next thing I know, a bee swooped down and stung his left hand at the exact location of Christ's stigmata, and I watched my beloved suffocate to death in front of my eyes.
From the bee sting?
From the bee sting. Now, I mean, I describe in Love Never Dies the trauma of having him ripped from me in this way. I was hysterical. I go back to the hotel room. I am lying on the bed. I'm shaking. I'm trembling. I'm crying hysterically. The next thing I know, I feel that man's hand stroke the entire length of my spine. And I sit bolt upright. I look over my shoulder. I don't see anything, but I knew he was there. And he has been with me ever since. And his astonishing manifestations to this day, often in front of witnesses, have proven to me we don't die. And therefore, our relationships are not meant to end in death. And so as a result, I've created what I call my groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method. Completely diverges from the Western approach to grief, which is grieve, let go, move on, do it in 6 months, or we're going to give you a psychiatric label, we're going to put drugs down your throat. Instead, my method shows the bereaved how to say hello, not goodbye, to their loved ones in spirit, and how to do it without a medium, a channeler, or a psychic. And then there's just one more thing, because as a shrink, I know that Western grief therapy gives us no way of working out unfinished business with those in spirit, and millions of us have unfinished business. So my method in Love Never Dies shows you not only how to reconnect, but also how to make peace.
This is so interesting, and I'm here with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. She's also known as Dr. Love. Her website is AskDrLove.com. She is connecting souls on earth and spirit planes. This is very interesting when the first time I've ever heard of Western grief versus Eastern grief. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's a very big distinction for what's taught in the two different areas.
Right. Right. Because in the Western world, it's you better move on and you better do it in 6 months. And there are actually psychiatric labels that the psychiatric community puts on the bereaved. They call it complicated grief syndrome. And one of the things they say characterizes the complicated grief syndrome is that you believe your loved one is so present. And what I say in Love Never Dies is that I am working to help the whole world develop what the Western world calls complicated grief syndrome, so that we all realize our loved ones are still here, they're talking to us, they're speaking to us, they're giving us signs. That's what Love Never Dies really shows you how to do. And in fact, I know we're going to be coming to a break in a couple of seconds, but in part one of Love Never Dies, I basically share my own discovery of Jean's presence. Beginning that night where he stroked my spine, I give examples of how I discovered from day to day he's right here. that in part two of Love Never Dies, I help everybody overcome the false Western beliefs and the false religious teachings that block us from making our own reconnection. And then in part three of Love Never Dies, I show you how to form your own reconnection. So if you want, you know, when we come back, you know, in the second segment, I can share some more examples, you know, of my own discovery of Jean's presence. If you'd like to do that, I'll go wherever you want to go.
That sounds great. And I'm here with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. And, you know, reconnecting with someone that has passed, this is so important. And Jamie's teachings here, a dialogue with the departed, is what we're going to touch on next right here on Aging Info Radio. And again, her website is AskDRLove.com, and her book Love Never Dies is available there and as well on Amazon. And again, I'm with Dr. Jamie Turndorf, Dr. Love, all right here on Aging Info Radio.
Reject the notion that when people age, they're no longer active or productive. Embrace the revolutionary concept of senior living with Bright Oaks Group. A researched new approach to elder care, Bright Oaks differs from other senior communities. We believe all people possess potential no matter our age. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
As Bright Oaks is a different approach to aging and senior living. These communities focus on embracing each day to the fullest and celebrating the individual and supporting each other as they continue to grow. Visit brightoaksgroup.com for more information, and their newest community is opening very soon in Aurora, Illinois, and you want to be at the Bright Oaks Group communities because growing old is optional. Well, we are talking about love today. February is the love month, and I'm here with Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, and we're talking about how love never dies. And Dr. Jamie, I would like for you to talk a little bit about your Eastern grief therapy, which is completely from a different place than Western grief, but you do a thing called dialoguing with the departed.
Okay, so we're jumping ahead to part three of Love Never Dies.
Oh, okay.
Here. Okay, which is fine. We can do it. So what happens is, in order for us to reconnect with our loved ones in spirit, we have to first recognize the state of receptivity. This is what I call it. Because Jean said to me right after he left his body, Jamie, the noise of the day drowns me out. So anytime you want to hear me, come to the bed and be still and quiet. So one of the first things Jean showed me, if I wanted to connect with him, was I had to create what I call pockets of peace. Now, I'm not saying you have to convert your condo into a convent, but you have to learn to sit in silence. So in part three of Love Never Dies, I show you the ways to just turn off the TV and the music, find the peaceful practice that's right for you, yoga, tai chi, qigong. I show you a breath exercise because spirit is born on the breath. Jean showed me a specific way to breathe, and there he was. And then I also show you five exercises for opening up all your five senses, because spirits are pure energy. So they're able to energetically send signals to all of our senses. The more our sensory receiver is turned on, the easier it's going to be for us to perceive the signs that are being sent our way all the time. So then that said, the next chapter in part three is recognizing the signs. So Love Never Dies shows you how to see the signs that are being sent your way. So a lot of people say to me, they call me on Hay House Radio and they say, I'm not getting signs. And then I say, listen, read this chapter on recognizing the signs. And invariably I get letters from all over the world from people saying to me, oh, this happened and that happened and this happened. So again, because once our loved ones in spirit are freed from the vessel of the human body, they can influence the material world in infinite ways. And they can bring us signs that are infinite, like sounds and animals behaving oddly and give us strange physical sensations and drafts and temperature changes and chills and goose flesh. And they also will use symbolic communication to give us signs of their presence and butterflies. And another thing they love to do is they love to manifest coins, especially minted on the year that was significant to us. For example, this year was the anniversary week of Jean's bodily departure, and I've been getting coins all over the place minted the year he left his body. So I mentioned to my patient Kyla, Jean's dropping coins minted the year he left his body, and she blinks and she says, oh my goodness, Jamie, guess what? I said, what? She said, I'm wearing these cowboy boots, but they were off my feet in my bedroom when a coin fell out of thin air, landed in my boot, and I got the message it was for you. I forgot. I didn't take it out. She says, let me give it to you now. So she hands me the coin, and sure enough, it was minted the year Jean left his body. Okay, so now here's where, for most people, becoming aware of the signs is sufficient to begin their reconnection. But at this point, Love Never Dies takes spirit communication to an entirely new place. The CEO of Hay House said to me, we have never seen anything like what you do next in Love Never Dies, because what I show you how to do is how to dialogue back and forth with loved ones in spirit.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, okay, so that's what we're talking about. You said, how do you dialogue? So now, I want to give you an example of the difference between static signs, where they drop a coin on us, for example, versus dialoguing back and forth. And we can dialogue back and forth with the help of these signs, or what I call earthly props, which are usually electronic devices, or we can dialogue back and forth with the help of open vessels, which are humans who are open, and animals, both domestic and wild, who are open as well. So I'm going to give you an example of the difference between static signs versus communicating back and forth, okay? So, again, it was the anniversary week of Jean's bodily departure. Notice I don't say death. I just say bodily departure because we leave our bodies, but the energy of our being still remains. So I went to the chiropractor, and Teresa, the receptionist, was at the desk, and we were alone in the office. And Teresa, I said to her, you know, this is the anniversary week of Jean's bodily departure, and I'm giving my first talk on Love Never Dies. At that very moment, I smell a beautiful fragrance of gardenias. I do not say a word, and Teresa says to me, Jamie, do you smell gardenias? So I said, oh, Teresa, that's fantastic. That's the scent of sanctity. Jean is giving us both a sign that he's here, okay? Now, that's a static sign he dropped on us. Now I go home and I have to see a patient named Regina. She needs to reconnect with her sister in spirit. I tell her the story about the scent of gardenias. Now at that moment, I hear Jean speaking to me and I hear him saying, but Jamie, I wish I could give you a bouquet of roses. Now he was dialoguing with me by inducing that thought in my mind. At that moment, Regina sat upright and she said, Jamie, do you smell roses? So now in this manifestation, you can see Jean put the scent of roses in her mind in order to facilitate a back and forth dialogue between him and me. He used her to let me know I had heard him correctly when he said, Jamie, I want to give you roses, made her smell roses so that then she would convince, you know, prove to me I heard him and also let herself know that she hears spirit. Now, I'm going to give you another example of how spirit dialogues with us. through people who are open vessels and through earthly props, in this case, electronic devices.
Okay.
So last year I did the Coast to Coast show, and Love Never Dies became an overnight bestseller. It sold out on Amazon. The next day I get an email from a guy, and he says to me, your husband is burning up my brain with messages for you. So I said to him, okay, let's have a chat. So we get on the phone, and he says to me, he's telling me things in French and Italian, and I know it's true because the things the guy is saying are the very things that Jean used to say to me in French and Italian. And then he says, but Jamie, I'm a hillbilly. I don't know no Italian. I said, dude, I believe you. Your accent's really bad, you know. So the next thing that happens, it's Valentine's Day of all things, and the guy says to me, I have to speak to you about what your husband just did. He said, and I hope you're sitting down. I said, what happened? He said, I was sitting with my hands in my lap. I was not touching my computer when your husband said, send Jamie the photo of the peach-colored rose. He said, with that, my computer screen was overtaken, and the photo of a peach-colored rose appeared on the screen. Now, nobody in the world knows Jean gave me peach-colored roses every week. Not just roses, but peach-colored roses.
I just have to interrupt you. You don't feel any of this is coincidental.
How can it be? How
Absolutely.
Would in a million years would the man know that Jean gave me peach-colored roses? We say that coincidence is spirit's way of remaining anonymous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. So the point is our loved ones are constantly bringing us messages. Now, Jean's messages and signs through human and animal open vessels, through earthly props, they are over the top. And he does this because he told me right after he left his body, Jamie, let our love shine like a torch that lights the path for others. So our story is really for everyone, to let you know that your loved ones are here with you, too. They're just waiting for you to open the door of your heart and let them back in. And that's what Love Never Dies shows you how to do. So I show you how to be receptive. I show you how to recognize the signs. And then I show you how to establish your own direct dialogue. So now, in addition to dialoguing through open vessels, human and animal, and through earthly props, the electronic devices, Love Never Dies also shows you how to use my visualization and meditation for making contact, and then how to dialogue back and forth. Back and forth in a direct dialogue. And I know we're coming to a break, so if you want, when we come back for the next segment, we can talk more about how to do a direct dialogue with your loved ones in spirit.
Well, I'm here with Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and we are talking about her book, Love Never Dies, with February being the love month. I mean, there's so much to be said about it, Jamie, with, you know, in your book, it says love lives on and learning really to become happy again. I mean, once you realize that, like you say, they're bodily departed, but there is still that communication. I mean, there's a lot of questions that I have with this, all making sense of it, but I don't know if it'll ever completely make sense. And again, her book is Love Never Dies, available at askdrlove.com, askdrlove.com. And I will be right back. We'll be right back here on Aging Info Radio with so much more to cover about this. And always forget, or don't ever forget, February is the love month.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids, with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to
to be. You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor and Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, we accept the love we think we deserve. Well, I am here. My guest is Dr. Jamie Turndorf. She is known as Dr. Love. And on her website, it says men have essential nutrients when it comes down to love. And they only have two, and that is admiration and appreciation. So make sure the man in your life gets both of those as much as possible. And, of course, Dr. Jamie is also a radio host. So if you're feeling like we've got Jamie's show, what channel you're on? Hay House Radio, Dr. Jamie, and when are
That's
you on?
That's one of my shows. I do a show there called Love Never Died. Turns out it's the most listened to hour on Hay House.
Interesting.
And then I also do Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Well, I would think on Hay House Radio, is it podcast after you do it? Is that how that works? Is it on your, it's on your website?
No, it's all privately. You can hear it through hayhouseradio.com. Hay House is very proprietary about their shows.
Well, I think you're touching on a subject, Dr. Jamie, that is just so difficult for people to, you know, live with losing somebody that they love for years and them not being around in the physical body.
The thing is, I can tell you this, Susie, that everybody who calls me from all over the world on Love Never Dies show, they're bereft, deeply bereft. And when I help them reconnect to their loved ones, which is what I do on the radio show, I'm also doing a live and virtual Love Never Dies retreat where I actually bring the book to life. You can come to my home in a small group or attend virtually. People who reconnect with their loved ones using my method instantly transform their grief to joy. I did a retreat, a Love Never Dies retreat, a couple months ago, and a woman looked so bereft. Her husband had left his body 2 weeks before. I helped her reconnect, and she, her face just lit, and she said, "I feel full." And from that moment on, she was off and running in a reconnection with him that has never stopped. So the thing is, we are really not meant to say goodbye to our loved ones in spirit. We're supposed to reconnect with them. And during the break, you said you wanted to talk with me about, the misconceptions,
I wanted to talk about the misconceptions that you know that are thrown at you, because a lot of people do not believe in Eastern medicine or Eastern grief therapy. It's a lot different than Western.
Well, it's not even about what we believe. Our heart knows what's true. And here's the thing. My first night back from Italy, John was quoting something to me. I had no idea what it was. The next day I went to meet his priest to prepare the readings for the funeral. And I said to the priest, "My husband is speaking to me." And the priest raised his brow in obvious skepticism. And then I told him what John said, and he went white. He crossed himself, and he said, "Dear God, Jamie, at first I did not believe that John is speaking to you, but I do now." He said, "You're quoting an obscure biblical passage from the Communion of Saints. Like I would know, I never read the Bible. Jean and I did not discuss religion. It took me a year to understand why Jean chose to quote that passage. Remember, he was a religious pioneer in life. He continues to be in the afterlife. I found out that the Communion of Saints says that our loved ones in spirit are one with or in communion with God and the saints. And this means that because the Bible tells us we are supposed to stay in communion and communication with God and the saints, it means the Bible is telling us we are supposed to stay in communion and communication with our loved ones in spirit because they are one with or in communion with God and the saints. So the point that John is making for all of us is what we've been told about the afterlife is dead wrong. Heaven is a state, not a place. Heaven is all around us. Heaven is here and now. And as Jean told me right after he left his body, "Jamie, there's a very thin veil between the realm where you are and the realm where I am. The veil is thinner than you can ever imagine. I'm standing right here." The point of this is we're not supposed to live in an emotional wasteland separated from those we love, waiting until we quote-unquote die and enter heaven. Because heaven is all around us, we're supposed to reconnect and stay connected now.
Now,
that's what Love Never Dies is about, showing you how to do it.
Now, back to a misconception. What is one that you always get?
Well, thanks for asking, because one of the biggest ones is, they hover close to Earth for a very brief time, and then when they're in heaven, they're out of reach. What, there are no cell towers in heaven? That the signals from Earth can't reach heaven? These earthly misconceptions are kind of laughable if you think about it. As Jean said, "Where would I go, Jamie? It's my full-time occupation to love you. What else is there for me to do?" And I hear this again and again from those who call in on Hay House Radio, my patients. Our loved ones are here with us. They're here to be our guides, to support us, to help us as we travel down the bumpy road called life. And they're also here to help us resolve unfinished business with them. That's all they have, is to love us and to just be with us and help us fulfill our spiritual and destinies and all of this. That's all they're here for.
So what you're saying, Dr. Jamie, is they're communicating but just on a different frequency. And we are talking about Love Never Dies today, with it being February, the Love Month. We're going to hear more from Dr. Jamie coming up next and get more of those misconceptions and continue talking what this is all about. All right here on Aging Info Radio.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's South Suburbs, Will, and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing, and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
A revolutionary new kind of senior living, Bright Oaks is a firm departure from stagnant elder care. At Bright Oaks, we say, life happens here. We celebrate each moment as an opportunity for growth and joy, and each person as an active, participating member of our community. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Z. Zawacki.
We have 22 days left in February, and it's a great month to start practicing kindness, compassion, and, of course, love. It is the love month. And I'm here with Dr. Love, Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Her website is askdrlove.com. Her book is Love Never Dies, and we're talking about the departure of a loved one. And there's a lot of misconceptions when you look at the Western versus Eastern medicine and grief therapy. But let's talk about the way that you or some of the misconceptions that you get practicing Eastern grief therapy, Jamie.
I don't even call this practicing Eastern grief therapy, if I may say that.
Sure.
Because I don't know how to explain it. It's basically just a method that I've developed based on what my husband has shown me, that he's still here. So there's no reason to disconnect. I call it transdimensional grief therapy for this reason, to recognize that there is a very thin veil between this realm and the spirit realm. And just when we leave our bodies, the energy of our being still remains. And communicating with loved ones in spirit is just learning how to do what I call tuning to the spirit channel of your brain and learning how to send and receive energetic signals. That's
now, would John give you the okay to have a new love relationship on
Absolutely. So the thing is, that's another misconception. Oh, if you stay connected to your loved ones in spirit, then you won't be able to love again. Well, that's like saying to a mother, you had a baby, you loved that baby, well, you can't have any more. Our hearts are made to love. We have all the room in our hearts to love everyone who walks the earth and all those who walk the spirit plane. Now, here's another misconception I want everybody to know, and this one comes to the idea of, well, if you have unfinished business with someone in spirit, you're SOL, it's too late, what are you going to do? Well, what I discovered is that in spirit form, they are actually more able to work out problems with us than when they lived in a body, because in spirit form, they see how they messed up, where they didn't realize in life, and they do get a better perspective when they leave their bodies. And I discovered this 1 week after Jean left his body. I went to take the car in for repair, introduced myself because Jean did the car thing, and within 2 seconds, the lady at the desk, Debbie, said, oh, I'm a widow too, and her husband started banging down my door with a message for her, and he was saying, please, please tell her to stop making the same mistake that I made with our son, because now she's creating the same power struggle. Well, this blew my mind. I said this to her. She burst into tears, and she said, yes, it's true. I am doing what he did, and yes, now we have a power struggle, my son and I. But what flabbergasted me was that her husband realized where he went wrong, and that made me discover that we often have to wait until our loved ones leave their bodies in order to work it out with them. And in Love Never Dies, I describe how I worked out a lot of unfinished business in terms of my own health. Jean helped me heal. He helped me resolve an unfinished issue that he and I had, and we had to wait until he left his body to resolve it. And basically, we have to wait, because in spirit form, they not only know where they've messed up, but they desperately want to help us resolve our unfinished business so that we can fulfill our destiny and not carry any baggage. And their own spiritual development and growth requires them to make peace with us as well. So I describe all that in the book, too. There's so much. And, you know, the thing is, you said to me during the break, and this was so correct of you, that, you know, when somebody, quote unquote, loses a child, or a child loses a parent loses a child, you have to reconnect. You have to stay connected. The elderly, if someone was ripped from you due to sudden accidental death or illness, we must reconnect at the very least just to say goodbye to the physical body. But the good news is, as I show you how to reconnect and stay connected, you're not so sad anymore. People write me from all over the world. I have people now training to become Love Never Dies coaches. After they attend the Love Never Dies retreat, then I have a small group that I'm training, and then I have a new batch that I'm training. And one woman from Japan said to me, I was so miserable and bereft, and you showed me how to reconnect and dialogue with my husband, and I'm so in joy now, I don't want to keep the gift for myself. I want to show other people how to reconnect and transform their grief to joy. And that's what Love Never Dies is
about.
Well,
I think it's so important, too, when you are grieving, to know that you can live and love and laugh again and be okay with the death of someone. And then, of course, what you said, you're never disconnected from them. You're just on a different plane.
You're just on a different plane. The relationship continues. And, you know, I wrote a blog where I said, this holiday, set a place at the table for your loved ones. One of my patients came in bereft, crying. Her friend just dropped dead. And her friend came through and kept showing me, of all things, a turkey drumstick. And I said, what the heck is with a turkey drumstick? Is she obsessed with drumsticks? And my patient, from crying, burst into laughter and said, my friend loved drumsticks. We went to the diner every week, and we ordered a drumstick for her. But her friend was also showing the drumstick to say, save a place for me at the table.
Isn't that great? Holiday. That's a state of receptivity that you talked about.
Yeah.
That's where the signs show up if you're looking for them, or you take note, I think is a better way to put it.
You
so this actually
sense.
Really does allow you to make peace with the deceased.
Well, reconnecting, the making peace is if you have unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all, most of us, have unfinished business. And I show you how to dialogue, to say hello, to work out unfinished business, to obtain guidance. I show you how to do the dialoguing, you know, for whatever purpose you need. And in many cases, I say you really need to stay connected. Parents who have lost children, it's not the natural order of things. You need to stay connected. You need to keep dialoguing. Kids who have lost parents.
Oh, this is so great, Dr. Jamie. I mean, there's so much to learn here. Her website, again, is askdrlove.com. The book is Love Never Dies. We're going to get Dr. Jamie's words of wisdom coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
Suzie Zawacki says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio from the ControlMyCare.info studio.
Don't forget, you only have 7 days left and 168 hours to go buy that special someone a Valentine's gift. Well, I've been here with Dr. Love today, Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and she's talking about her book, Love Never Dies, for somebody that may be working through grief or have recently lost a loved one. But Dr. Jamie, give us your words of wisdom for the day.
Okay, so it's a little quote. Jean often gives me wisdom that comes in rhyme. So here I'm going to give this to you and your listeners. You can allow the mystery to unfold by not believing everything you've been told.
Right.
Open your heart. Just open your heart and allow love to enter you again. And you'll see everything in Love Never Dies is just waiting for you to guide you to reconnect. And, oh, I have a little gift for your audience, too. So would you like me to tell
sure.
them what it is?
That'd be great.
Okay. So when you purchase Love Never Dies, send the proof of purchase to my webmaster. You'll see it on my homepage, webmaster at askdrlove.com. There's a link. And then he will send you a private, exclusive video of a talk that I gave at the Bigger Game Expo where my husband made a manifestation of his presence, and it was captured on film. It's just a little gift.
Oh, that's great.
And when you sign up, by the way, for my free newsletter, you'll receive the preface and intro of Love Never Dies. And a lot of people did that because the book was out of stock when it first became the bestseller. So it helps you get started while you're waiting for the book to arrive. And
thank you, Dr. Jamie, so much. And once again, her website is askdrlove.com. Thank you for being my guest today.
Lovely being with you. Take care.
You too. And GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers, they focus in on their patients. They take the time to get to know you as a person, providing extended time with doctors and the friendly, knowledgeable staff. GenCare has 5 convenient Chicagoland locations in Oaklawn, Glenwood, Ashburn, Berwyn, and Jeffrey Manor. To serve you better, go to jcmedforyou.com. And my Paws Pooch, of course, from our favorite no-kill shelter, Paws Chicago, this week is Sweet Bee. She's a puppy, a 3-month-old female that is a retriever mix. What a cutie. Go to pawschicago.org or call Paws at 773-935-PAWS, and Sweet Bee is waiting with her paws crossed for you to come and give her a forever home. What a great Valentine's Day gift for the right person. That's right, Daisy. Pause again is 773-935-PAWS. And if you are a business in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry, give us a call at Aging Info Radio. We offer all types of partnership programs, which goes well above and beyond just advertising. Our number is 866-560-3965. Again, that's 866-560-3965. And from today, the Love Never Dies book could also be a great gift. You get that at askdrlove.com or on Amazon. And our show will go up on podcast shortly. Of course, on our website at aginginforadio.com. And make sure you check out everything on our site. We'll offer you pictures of our guests, their contact information, and a blog. I'm Suzie Zawacki, your host, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
Reject the notion that when people age, they're no longer active or productive. Embrace the revolutionary concept of senior living with Bright Oaks Group. A researched new approach to elder care, Bright Oaks differs from other senior communities. We believe all people possess potential no matter our age. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
It's news, opinion, insight. It's AM 560, The Answer. WI.